allow yourself sunshine. So when they're sharing sunshine, they're speaking of light. So we want to remember, we always sort of refer to ourselves as light workers, but then we go back to our mental component, then we go back to our mind. So the more that we can attest to our brilliance, the more that we can have soul satisfaction. Now, when I'm saying attest to our brilliance, have soul satisfaction, the light that we're achieving, the light that we're stroking, the light that we're assuming, the light that we're embodying is quite substantial, is quite strong. So allow yourself good favor, allow yourself good, like fluid significance. So when they say fluid significance, it's not like, oh, I receive light. Okay, now what else should I do with my day? It's fluid significance, meaning that it's always happening as we will join with it, as we will allow it, as we will prioritize it, as we will assert, it's literally happening. So allow yourself the joy of the new assemblance, the joy of the new assertion, the joy of the new really life that is happening through us as we will allow. So they keep going back to as we will allow, meaning we can turn it off. We can just follow the mind. We can follow the ego. We can lose our heart. And so we want to remember that it's like we're the shift that's occurring is already upon us. So the first thing is to really allow that shift to occur with ease, that shift to occur with delight, that shift to occur without any hesitation, without any constriction, without any fear. And so how we release that fear is really realizing that that light is really who we are, that we're actually not the mind that we've been following, that we really are this brilliance, we really are this soul alignment that is occurring directly in our midst. So when they said directly in our midst, there is this activation or expression of true assertion. So when that happened for me, I saw a peacock simply because that's my symbol for enlightenment. But you may see a butterfly, you may see a star, you may see a dolphin. So we want to remember that our higher self knows what matters most. In other words, what is the easiest way, the less confusing way to bring us God's glory, to bring us our sunshine. So we also we want to remember is when we're being brought God's glory, this isn't something outside of us. It's a remembrance of our truth. It's a remembrance of our light. It's a remembrance of our sunshine. And so this is where we're adapting regularly. So instead of walking out life based on our old memory, we're living life from our new sunshine, from our insight, our sight of light, our sight of new expansion, our sight of new awareness, our sight of new draw. Because with this higher intelligence, with this new possibility, how we create, how we manifest, how we interact and relate with all of life is shifting, is changing. And we are the ones making it possible. So allow your heart to be opened. Allow your heart to be gladdened. Allow the light to assume its natural positioning, its natural achievement. In other words, we're returning to our most natural state. So it's not like, is this okay? Am I going to lose anything? It's that we actually were losing. We were actually lost. We were actually without when we weren't in our embodiment, in our truth, in our oneness. So allow your light to shine. So when they said shine, it was almost like ta-da, or like almost like turning on the lights of a big Christmas tree or whatever. So when they say shine, if we can just sort of imagine shining, allowing that new possibility that is already understood. So we want to remember that our higher awareness understands all that we now are, all that we're now capable of, all that we're now accessing. So the more that we defer, embrace, receive, transfer our consciousness to this stream of light, our new visioning, our new happening is upon us. So, what I'm saying there's this like quickening. How would I describe this? We want to remember we're vibrational. So the more that we drop the mind and we open up to the new occurrence, the new sensation, the new draw, the new, I'm just going to keep saying sensation. It may feel like an expansion. It may feel like a tingling. It may feel like a breath of sunshine. It may feel like a complete renewal. When I'm receiving the energy that's coming through the crown chakra, they're saying is going exploring. In other words, like just imagine there's a faucet turned on and we're allowing it in. So we really want to understand that we have the power. So it has to do with where we place our focus. So it's, you know, when we think about Abraham, it's like what you focus on. So as we focus on our sunshine, as we focus on our new placement assured, we register, meaning if we want to remember that quantum field, we're registering our consciousness in a place of greater witness, in a place of greater expansion, in a place of greater scenery. So that greater scenery is we see more of our truth, we see more of our expanded self, we see more of our light. And so we want to remember that that's happening always. What they mean by that is we're going to experience this for not just ourselves, but we're going to experience it for all others, remembering that it's really all being sourced from the One. And so the more that we say yes to our own light, we offer that light to another without exception. So that means we're dropping the choosing. Yes, no, right, wrong, you were good, you were not good. If we keep doing that to the outer, please remember we're doing that to inner, so we're doing that to ourselves. What they mean by that is we're splitting ourselves in two. If we're not embracing everything that comes upon us, if we're separating it, good, bad, in the judgment, they're saying remember that we're keeping our some of ourself dormant. We're keeping some of ourself outside. We want to all receive that. If we're not receiving everybody with love and compassion, we're not receiving ourselves with love and compassion. And if we want to receive our light in our truest claim, then we need to be releasing the obstacles to that light. And the obstacles are our bitterness to self, to another. It's the same. It's the same. So you can't hold someone else separate from you and think you're not doing that internally as well. So allow everybody. So we're going to think like every aspect of ourselves and every aspect of everyone else. Allow everybody to come home, meaning open the door wide, offer forgiveness to everyone. Let no one and no aspect of ourself be slighted. So now we're going to check ourselves out again and see if the light is happening all around us. Meaning, is every aspect of ourself welcomed into the light? Are you holding out? Are you holding out for yourself? Are you holding out in regards to somebody else? For me, I instantly saw a politician face when I said that. And that's cool. So remember, it's like that politician for me is representing the part of me that perhaps is a little unconscious or wants to win no matter what. So my ego is inflated or whatever it is. But again, we want to remember everything is an aspect of ourself. So how are we treating ourselves? How are we welcoming ourselves? How are we claiming ourselves? So for me, that politician now just came into the sunshine. I just welcomed that little guy in. So this is the point. Because remember, we want to have a heart, meaning our heart is awakening. We're shifting from 3D to 5D reality, heart-centered consciousness. So we want our heart open wide. By the way, it doesn't mean I don't have a voice, I don't share my story, whatever it is. It doesn't have anything to do with what action steps I take or choose not to take. It has to do what I'm holding in my heart. It has to do with what we're holding in our highest claim. So they asked me to just explain that, so that we understand that we're taking the middle way. On the one hand, we're breathing in that light for all to witness. On the other hand, we're also honoring our highest advisement as far as action steps or no action steps. And sometimes the action step is just within, to honor the heart. Sometimes it's to send an email. So again, looking at everything from both situations, both alignments, both happenings. Receive, receive, receive. And so when they said receive, they said receive, receive. Normally we just kind of say that and move on. But they're asking us to take another moment and just sort of really see, how are we receiving? Are we receiving well? Are we open to receiving more? Are we still a little stingy? Are we still scared of love? Well, I don't want to get hurt, so I don't know how much I want to open up and be vulnerable. So for some of us, we can open that door just a little bit more, a little bit wider. Receive, 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 and so it is.